Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just received something in the mail from this phone number or this address in North Huntington, Pennsylvania. And I'm trying to figure out who in my family ordered it. And so I'm wondering if you can give me some information if I give you an order number.
Can I have first half the zip code, please?
52803.
By what?
52803.
Thank you. And the name?
The name on it is Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, Swanson.
The name of the who ordered it, sir?
Yeah, that's, well, this is who it was shipped to, so I'm assuming that's who ordered it.
I don't see that.
So if I give you an order number, can you look it up by order number?
Well, let me check. Give it to me.
Okay. 678-774-563.
Okay, 1 second. Sir, is your card being charged?
So we had some AirPods show up at our house.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure that out, right? So if you just hold on a second. This package showed up to our house. There's a packing slip with no amount on it, on something that nobody here ordered. And so we're just trying to figure out how we ended up with it and if we're being charged for it. But I don't know how much it cost.
Well, sir, I haven't seen that name under the zip code you gave me. And
okay, what about?
The tracking number is, you didn't give out anything either. And
the order product, the order number for the order doesn't show you anything.
Well, sir, honestly, whenever you give me the zip code, I see a bunch of accounts and then I try to look for one following the name. And then after I get to that, then I can confirm the account ID because, I mean, the ordered ID, because sometimes people are order different things, but they're just calling about a specific item that they order. So at this stage, the order ID doesn't really help me. That's why I was asking if the last four digits of your credit card, if you're being charged, I can use the last four digits of the card you're getting charged into to try to look that name too.
Can you look? So what? So you've got the last name. So if you've got the zip code and the last name, there's no Swanson under 52803?
No, sir.
What about email?
I mean, yeah, I can use that.
Okay, so the email would be the same name that I gave you, so broganswanson@gmail.com.
Okay, can you spell it for me, please?
Sure. B-R-O-G-A-N-S-W-A-N-S-O-N.
@gmail.com?
Yes.
No results.
So what's the name of your company if I'm looking up in my bank account to see who would it, how would it be show up as a charge? From what company? You don't know the name of your company?
Well, sir, I mean, I do know the name. We're a customer service company. Well, we offer our services to different companies. I need to know what's the product so I can give you the company name. So you said that there were some AirPods?
Yep, it's according to the item description, they're called Earbud White 01.
Okay, so should be True Product Solutions.
True Product Solutions.
Yeah.
So is there a phone? So
this is
the pack. Go ahead.
This is a customer service number of that company.
Yep, I got you. Yep. On the packaging that it was mailed to us from, it says import direct gadgets. And then this phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys import direct gadgets or?
No, sir. We are the customer service company. Sir, I mean, whenever you order something online, you can have different companies under, you know, a company might be the one who imports, another one would be the seller here in the United States. We are the customer service and we are third party too. So, I mean, by the way you're trying to get to it, it would honestly be hard to get the right information. Honestly, if you haven't been charged, well, just don't worry about it. I don't know if who gave you that, or maybe it was a gift. I don't know.
They're using our email address as the user, so I don't think it came to us as a gift.
Okay.
But the person that emailed that, what we didn't order these. So we're trying to figure out if there's some kind of, if we've got some kind of security issue with a credit card or an account.
Well,
or something.
if you haven't been charged, I would not be worried. But if you have been, well, just call your bank.
Okay. And what did you say the name of the company was again that sold those to us?
True Product Solutions.
True Product Solutions.
Yeah, but this is the customer service of them. I don't know if you got that from us, or I'm sorry about that.
Right. I'm just.
I mean, you're saying. Yeah, you're saying that phone number is over there, but I mean. I don't see your information that you're giving me here, so I don't know if we are the actual company that sent you that.
Yeah, I will reach out to True Product Solutions.
We are their customer service company.
So if I try to call them, all I'm going to get is you. They have no other number to anybody else.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, it seems like a flaw in the system. Okay, well, great. This has been you've been helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Yeah.